You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and this time, we're digging into a hidden danger behind the wheel that's becoming more common with the rise of gig work, drowsy rideshare driving. Here's a stat that's hard to ignore. At highway speed, a driver in microsleep can travel half a football field without even knowing it. Today, we're talking about why these moments of blank out behind the wheel are putting passengers and drivers at serious risk, and what you can do if it happens to you.
That's absolutely terrifying when you think about how many people use rideshare services, especially late at night when drivers are most likely to be fatigued.
You know what makes this even worse? The rideshare companies actually incentivize drivers to stay on the road when they're exhausted. They use these manipulative surge pricing periods and bonus quests that peak between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., exactly when our bodies are naturally programmed to sleep.
Let me guess. This is all possible because rideshare drivers aren't subject to the same regulations as traditional taxi services?
Exactly right. Unlike taxi drivers or truckers who have strict shift limits, rideshare drivers can work as long as they want. Many are juggling multiple apps, switching between passenger rides and food delivery, or driving after already working a full day at another job.
The whole system seems designed to push drivers beyond their limits. What kind of impact is this having on accident rates?
Well, the data is pretty alarming. These fatigued drivers have significantly slower reaction times, impaired judgment, and in severe cases, those dangerous microsleep episodes I mentioned. And here's what many people don't realize. When these accidents happen, it's not just the driver who might be liable.
Who else could be held responsible in these situations?
The liability can extend to the rideshare companies themselves, fleet leasing firms, vehicle inspection contractors, and even regulatory agencies. That's why it's so crucial for accident victims to contact the injury helpline immediately. These companies often delete important evidence like driver logs and dash cam footage if they're not quickly required to preserve it.
And I imagine the injuries from these crashes can be particularly severe since they often happen at higher speeds when drivers are less alert.
You're absolutely right. We're talking about catastrophic injuries, traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord damage, multiple fractures. The medical bills alone can run into millions over a lifetime, not to mention the long-term impacts on someone's ability to work and their quality of life.
That's devastating. How do victims even begin to handle those kinds of medical costs?
That's where having proper legal representation becomes crucial. The Injury Helpline offers free consultations and connects victims with attorneys who understand these complex cases. They know exactly what evidence to look for. App activity logs, vehicle telematics data, dash cam footage, and even expert sleep science testimony.
So, what should passengers do if they notice their driver showing signs of fatigue?
Look for red flags like excessive yawning, drifting between lanes, delayed reactions to traffic signals, or any admission about working extended hours. If you notice these signs, end the ride immediately and report it through the app. Your safety should always come first.
Those are such important warning signs to watch for, and I imagine documenting these observations could be crucial if an accident does occur.
Absolutely crucial. And here's another vital piece of advice. Never accept an immediate settlement offer from the rideshare company or their insurance. These initial offers are almost always far below what the case is actually worth, especially when you consider long-term medical needs and lost earnings potential.
The whole system really seems designed to minimize company liability while maximizing driver hours on the road.
That's exactly why having proper legal representation is so critical. The Injury Helpline's attorneys understand how to navigate these complex cases and ensure that victims receive full compensation for all their damages, not just immediate medical bills, but also future care needs, lost wages, pain and suffering, and sometimes even punitive damages when companies have been particularly negligent.
And it's worth emphasizing again that getting that initial legal consultation is completely free.
Let me add one final crucial point. These cases have strict time limits for filing claims, and evidence can disappear quickly. If you've been involved in a rideshare accident, where driver fatigue might have been a factor, don't wait to get help. The sooner you act, the better chance you have of building a strong case and getting the compensation you deserve.